and thanks for inviting us mayors to this session. I'm proud to be the mayor of Helsingborg, a fast-growing and beautiful mid-sized city in the south of Sweden, just across the bay from Denmark's capital, Copenhagen. And our city is recognized for its leadership in urban development and its strong focus on sustainability. In fact, Helsingborg has been appointed Sweden's best sustainable city for 3 years in a row. And for the recent years, we have also received awards in several other areas. However, these things are, and awards are only showing the history. And that truly makes a change is focus on the future. And future is spelled SDG. We're all facing global challenges, such as fast-moving urbanization and climate change. And global challenges require global solutions, but we need to combat them on a local level. And I'm sure that there are solutions on the global challenges, as long as we have the willingness and the ambition to make radical change. And let me give you three concrete examples that we all need to focus on. First of all, global partnerships. It's true that we mayors both need to put up bold goals and take actions in making of sustainable cities, but we also need to engage ourselves more in global context. Global partnerships are crucial if we want to leave a healthy planet with healthy people after us, because we're all in this boat together. And we have the same challenges, we have the same environment and the same planet. And of course, we all have different conditions to start with, but that is also why we need to cooperate over borders to share our experiences and learn from each other. And most importantly, we need to leave the silo-based way of working and instead co-create solutions for the future. And that is why I welcome the initiative to create a forum of mayors, and I will personally gladly join to share my experience, but also to learn from others and to create change. Secondly, we all need to use small actions to create big changes. A perfect example of this is the Tree in Cities Challenge, which was launched at a UN meeting in New York on the 21st of September, a campaign that I'm proud to be one of the front figures for. This global investment in more trees in our cities is not only good for the climate, but it's also important to make in the making of a public space and enhancing people's quality of life. Did you know that the recent research shows that the scent, not the sight, the scent or the smell of a tree actually contributes to stress reduction for humans? So this campaign is good for our cities, our citizens, but it's also good for us mayors coming together towards a joint objective. I think we have to find more concrete actions like this in the future. And thirdly and lastly, I would like to say that we need to believe in technology and invest in innovation. It is important to always remember that entrepreneurship and growth are important for sustainable development. Technical innovations are central for coping with climate change. In this area, Sweden is a leading country. Since 1990, emissions have decreased by 18 million tons of carbon dioxide in Sweden, while Sweden's GDP has increased by 80%. The fact that we're able to combine growth and sustainability will be crucial for us to be able to change to a more environmental friendly lifestyle. Innovation will enable the growth of our cities, but it's also the most efficient method to address the sustainable development goals. We must be brave, we must test new solutions, scale up and share things that work, and also stop doing things that doesn't create value for our citizens. That is why Helsingborg aims to become one of Europe's most innovative cities in 2022. And this is why Helsingborg is investing approximately 23 million euros in innovation of welfare and urban solutions for the upcoming 3 years. And all this work will be manifested in a big city expo in 2022. And I'm keen to discuss partnership with as many of you as possible for this event. And it all starts up in November this year with the H22 Summit. The summit is an international congress which focuses on how we can create smart and sustainable cities. And I'm proud to welcome the Executive Secretary for UNECE, Olga Alegnorova, to attend the summit as a speaker. And all of you who are here today, consider this to be my personal invitation to you. Welcome to join our journey and welcome to H22. Thank you for listening.